Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. On Monday, actor Cherry Jones will be the guest of honor at the 35th Annual Elliot Norton Awards presented by the Boston Theater Critics Association. Jones is a two-time winner and five-time Tony Award nominee. Her abiding love is the theater. She's just finished a run of The Glass Menagerie in London. And she began her theatrical career right here as a founding member of the ART in Cambridge back in 1980. So her creative roots run deep in this city. Cherry Jones is also an accomplished TV actor. She portrayed President Alison Taylor in the drama 24, as well as a role in the wonderful Amazon series Transparent, starring Jeffrey Tambor, in which she plays poet Leslie Mackinac. And Cherry Jones joins us now from New York. Welcome to Radio Boston. It's wonderful to at least meet you across the distance between Boston and New York.
I just looked you up, Anthony. I know exactly what you look like.
Well, I know what you look like. I have an advantage because I've seen you act, and it's a great privilege to talk to you.
Ditto.
Well, thank you. I'd love to sort of talk to you about your roots here at the ART. You've done more than 25 ART productions over the years. How does it feel to be honored by the Elliot Norton Awards and coming back to Boston?
Well, any reason to come back to Boston feels like an honor at this point because I've been moving around so much. And the minute that I got the note from Joyce Kilhawick about it, I was so pleased that I was going to get to make a trip up. And it's also Robert Brustein's 90th birthday this weekend and Alvin Epstein's 92nd birthday. For those who love theater in the Boston area, those are two names that you'll probably remember.
Sure. Brustein, of course, the former artistic director at the ART and very much the guy who got you going right there, right?
Well, I was thinking back about how I ended up at ART, and I was the worst auditioner in the world. I mean, just dreadful. And I got an audition for Rosalind and As You Like It. I was 23, and I knew I'd never get it, but I went just for the experience and to try to get over my nerves with auditioning, which I've never gotten over. And it was for a Romanian director named Andrei Belgrader. And what I didn't know was I was the last person to audition, and it was the last day of the auditions. And I walked in, and I did my little monologue, and when I walked out, the casting director followed me and said, "Can you be in Boston on Friday?"
Wow.
And it was Thursday. So I said, "You mean next Friday?" She said, "No, tomorrow." and so I packed my little suitcase and headed up to Boston with great trepidation, because at the August drama school that I had attended, Carnegie Mellon, we had barely touched on Shakespeare. Oh. I mean, they'd never produced a Shakespeare play the 4 years I was there. I mean, so I remember a friend of mine said, "Cherry, what language do you speak?" And I said, "English." And he said, "What language did Shakespeare speak?" I said, "English." He said, "There you go."
You're all so set. That's all you need to know.
Well, and the great thing is, when I walked into that Loeb at 64 Brattle Street, I was immediately embraced by Karen McDonald and Tommy Darragh and Tony Shalhoub and Harry Murphy and Marianne Owen and Jan and Jeremy Guyte, on and on and on. And stayed there for the better part of really all of the 1980s. And I don't think I would have, I'm really not sure I would have continued as an actor if I hadn't fallen into that company and that group of actors.
Well, I want to ask you about that time and some of the work you did. I mean, speaking of Shakespeare and speaking of the Loeb and the ART, I read this great description in the Boston Globe about one of your roles in 1989. Just this morning I was reading this, and it was when you did Viola in Twelfth Night. And this is what I read. Directed by Andrei Serban, it featured a helicopter, a police car, and a scene with Shakespeare writing in a gay bar while Thelonious Monk played the piano. I'm sorry I missed that production.
That was just typical. That was just typical good ART fare in those days. But you know what? It was great, and it worked.
I bet it did.
It really, truly did. Those, I highlighted the most unusual aspects of the production. But Diane Lane was was Olivia, the wonderful film actress. She was 24 years old and had grown up at La Mama in New York City, Ellen Stewart's company, and Andre Serban had directed there and directed her when she was 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 years old in the Greek his Greek trilogy. So he managed to get Diane to come and be in that production. But it was they were all just glorious. In the days I was there, we worked a lot with Romanians. Three different Romanians in the years I was there.
Interesting.
And the sky's the limit. There are no limits when you work with Romanians. It's heaven.
Cherry Jones, I know that theater is your first and perhaps your greatest love, but I've got to ask you about your role in Transparent, because this is a TV show that I just absolutely adore. And for folks who haven't seen it, I'm just going to say a little bit about it. It stars Jeffrey Tambor, who plays an older father who late in life transitions to female and becomes Maura. You play Leslie Mackinaw, a kind of swaggering lesbian poetry professor who has a relationship with Allie, one of Maura's daughters, played by Gabby Hoffman. And here's a little bit from that, a clip from the show with you and Jeffrey Tambor. Let's listen.
Woman is a dirty word around here. I am a highly placed staff member in the newly named Gender Studies Department.
Right, of course.
Were we at Berkeley together?
Mm-hmm. You edited Perspective on Politics.
I did. Uh-huh. I did for several years.
Yeah.
Yes. Did we publish you?
I applied for the editorial board. And you blocked me. And you took only men. Oh, and one chick who had these huge you couldn't keep your eyes off of, if I remember correctly.
Awkward. That's a great scene. I just love that role you play in that series.
I have to tell you, Anthony, of course, I'm listening to it and going, awkward, because it was the first scene I shot.
Is it really?
And,
oh, wow.
And I had watched, because I had seen Jeffrey Tambor on stage once in a production of Glengarry Glen Ross many years ago now. And he just floored me. I thought he was so incredible. And so when I heard about this show, I never do online streaming stuff that much, but I joined Amazon just so I could see Jeffrey Tambor in this show. And I watched the first season, and I was just gobsmacked. And I turned to my wife, and I said, oh, Sophie, I want to be on something like that.
Mm.
Well, anyway, long story short, when I got the call and I ended up on the show, my first scene was with Maura and Allie, Gabby Hoffman and Jeffrey Tambor. And for me, I was just such a huge fan. I felt like I had just suddenly left my living room and suddenly appeared in the land of the Pfeffermans. It was the strangest experience, because I loved them. I mean, imagine if suddenly you found yourself in a scene with the Pfeffermans.
Yeah.
I
sort of want to, you know, watching that show. That's sort of a family. I want to go hang out with them. But why did you like the role so much? I mean, why was it easy to say yes to director Jill Soloway when she asked you to do it?
Well, for one thing, I had just played Amanda Wingfield, and it seemed like a nice horse of a different different color.
Right, and we're talking there about the Glass Menagerie, of course.
The Glass Menagerie, yeah. Sorry. So I thought, and I'd never played a sort of, I think the way Jill described the role to me was she is a dude dyke, were her exact words. And basically I was playing Eileen Miles, the poet, and Eileen and Jill were in a relationship, and I think it was Jill's first relationship with a woman. And Jill Soloway writes very much from her own life, and so I just thought there was no way she could have offered me just about anything, and I would have said yes to work with those people on that show and those writers.
Yeah, and Transparent really pushes a lot of boundaries in how it talks about gender, sexuality. Was that something you wanted to do? I mean, did that excite you, that kind of a program?
Well, I just, there's never been anything like it before. And there's just nothing like being on a pioneer excursion with a group of gifted creative people. And of course, particularly at this time with the trans movement progressing but coming up against tremendous obstacles, I tell you, there is nobody on earth as courageous as a trans man or woman with what they've had to deal with their entire lives to be who they are and want to be.
Mm.
So anything the artistic community can do to make their lives more exciting and better, we'll do it.
Well, actor Cherry Jones, thank you so much for talking to us today. We really, really appreciate it. What a pleasure to
have you. Oh, thank you, Anthony.
That's Cherry Jones. You can see her now in seasons 2 and 3 of the Amazon series Transparent. She'll be in town on Monday as the guest of honor at the 35th annual Elliot Norton Awards. Again, Cherry Jones, thank you so much.
Thank you, Anthony. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. And stay with us. Coming up, we'll speak with a student graduating this weekend who spent 10 years in prison before getting his degree. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.